Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
As we get older, the demand for care in the home is growing. And this means that thousands of care workers calling in to check in and help our older citizens is also growing, and they need to be managed and helped by care homes and provision providers. My next guest provides software for those care workers to do their job and more effectively, and business is good. And Neil McGough is the Chief Executive of OneTouch Health. Good morning, Neil.
Thank you very much for having me, Joe.
Thanks for coming in, and tell us, what does OneTouch Health do?
Sure. So OneTouch is a software platform specifically for care providers. So think home care agency, domiciliary care, complex care in the home. We take all the complex functionality of running and operating a care business. So that's everything from recruitment of carers, training, scheduling of carers.
You are involved in the recruitment of carers.
We provide the platform for recruitment.
Right.
So how do you take in CVs at volume? How do you do background checks? All those kind of things that you have to do through the process. So we provide the software for the process aspect of it.
Right, okay.
And the key thing there is, you know, overall, before platforms like OneTouch and before we kind of came into that space, a lot of this stuff was paper and pencil, Excel sheets, lots of different platforms cobbled together. And what we do by bringing it all under one roof is reduce, you know, massively the administrative burden on the people operating these kind of businesses, but also more crucially make sure that the person arriving to provide care arrives in the right place at the right time with the right information at their fingertips that they need to provide the best level of care.
So who are your customers?
So our customers in this case is very much the home care agencies and the organizations that provide care. So they
such as
Bluebird Care or Agent Care in the UK, Virtue Integrated Care in Ireland, a number of companies like that.
So you don't necessarily work for the state?
No, but generally a bunch of our customers may be doing both private home care provision and also potentially state or local authority or provided or kind of paid for care in those cases as well.
And do you own the intellectual property related to this software?
Yeah, we're a software as a service provider. We own the software, we own the code, we own all those kind of things.
Now, at the start of this year, we were discussing something called the SaaSpocalypse. There was a major concern that AI was going to eat the lunch in more ways than one of software as a service. Does that worry you?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's been a lot of column inches written about the SaaSpocalypse over the last while. And I do think, you know, if you're in the business of selling software to other businesses that ultimately also build software or have the ability and have the, you know, the tooling to be able to do it, you know, if you're in some of those areas, there's massive vulnerability. What I'd say is if you're in kind of industry like we're in, or you're very vertical aligned software where you're selling to businesses that do one thing and do one thing only.
Our
customers, exactly. Our customers provide care. That's their core focus, right? Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily sitting there going, we want a couple of developers going and building AI-driven software. And at the same time, there's also kind of an economy of scale there, which you lose when you do that, right? You know, people want to be using software that encourages them to do best practices, to do all the effective things that are learnings from the industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we look at it, I'd actually kind of flip it around. I actually kind of see that kind of vertically aligned kind of single focus software is probably the most resilient end of software right now, whereas that broad focus software or software to businesses that have the ability to do that is where the danger lies.
Okay. In terms of the long-term prospects for home care, domiciliary care, is that what it's called?
Domiciliary and home care, yeah.
Yeah. That's going to take off as we live longer and healthier lives, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge amount pushing all in the right direction there. I mean, number one, policy is pushing in that direction. You know, more and more, it's, you know, it's cost-effective, it's closer to the home, all of those kind of things. Secondly, the population is aging, and so there's only more of us who need those kind of services. And then thirdly, people want it, right? People want to stay in their own home as long as they possibly can. Now, what I'd say is at the same time, you know, there's a lot of headwinds to deal with and bottlenecks to deal with there as well. The industry is, you know, has high compliance and regulatory needs, absolutely rightly so.
Especially after that documentary on RT we saw last year.
And that's the reason that these kind of industries need to have strong regulation. At the same time, they're tight margin businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that software enables them to be as efficient as possible. At the same time as dealing with what is in essence a restricted staffing pool, right? You know, gone are the days of having large numbers of staff in this space. That's always a struggle. And we talk to customers of ours who have waiting lists because they just can't bring on enough staff to service within the pool that's there, right? So how we view it is anywhere where we can build in more efficiencies, more effectiveness,
and remove friction.
Exactly, and remove friction overall can only be a benefit for something that's only driving in a growth direction.
And you're based in Galway?
Based in Galway, Aranmore to be exact. We're founded about 12 years ago by Dermot Clancy, who's our Chief Innovation Officer. We're one of, there aren't that many companies, tech companies in Ireland that are Irish headquartered, let alone west of Ireland headquartered, mm-hmm. that are kind of, you know, operating and competing at a global scale.
And is it easy for you guys to get the staff that you need? Because you need coders and you need specialist computer talent.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge amount of talent around the Galway area and the Western Seaboard area in general.
Mm. If they can get past the traffic.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the challenge. Luckily, we're on the Oranmore side, so everybody coming from the east side of the city and Ballinasloe and Athenry and that kind of thing is an easy catchment.
Is it easy to prevent fraud and cyber attacks? I say that because you're dealing with highly personalized information that your customers are holding about their patients.
And it's a growing area of focus and concern across the board, right? And it's one of the things that we take incredibly seriously, because you see more and more kind of the risks of cyber attacks, the risks of ransomware, all of those kind of things have come in. We invest very heavily in our internal security apparatus to make mm-hmm. sure we're well set up for it. But it's always a focus and only growing in terms of the.
And do you get access to that personal data?
No, our customers' data is our customers' data. We hold it safe, we keep it secure, but we don't spend our time focused on that.
Okay. Best of luck with it, Neil. That's Neil McGough, the Chief Executive of One Touch Health, based in Galway.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.